It's a court victory for former President Donald Trump. Today, a federal judge in Florida granted his request for a special master to review documents the FBI seized from Trump's Florida estate. That judge is also putting a temporary halt on the Justice Department's ability to use those papers in its criminal probe. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is following every turn of this story. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Emily.
Much like you and me, this judge is working on Labor Day. What are the takeaways from her ruling?
Judge Eileen Cannon, who was appointed to the bench by former President Trump, has handed the former president a big, if temporary, win. She says an independent arbiter or a special master should review the 11,000 pages of papers the FBI took from Mar-a-Lago last month. The judge talked about the need to ensure the appearance of fairness and integrity in this process under the extraordinary circumstance of the Justice Department investigating a former president. She says the special master is going to look through these papers to see if there are any materials related to attorney-client privilege or executive privilege. The judge says federal prosecutors investigating obstruction and mishandling of government secrets will be barred, at least temporarily, from using these papers in that part of the criminal probe.
But since the papers were taken, we've learned a lot about them. Tell us what's known.
Yeah, the FBI took about 27 boxes from the resort during its search early last month. We now know that included at least 100 classified documents, including some marked at the highest level of classification. The FBI also found several dozen folders marked classified, but those folders were empty. And mingled in with these papers were personal items like clothing and gifts. Investigators also found former President Trump's passports in a desk drawer with some secret papers. Now, the former president told people at a rally over the weekend the FBI search was an abuse of power. But remember, it was approved by a federal magistrate judge who found probable cause that a crime had been committed here.
Now, the Justice Department had argued that there was no need for a special master. They said it would delay the investigation. What's their reaction today from this ruling?
The Justice Department is reviewing the decision and will consider appropriate next steps, which may include an appeal. Last week, prosecutors suggested they were going to use these papers to interview more witnesses and conduct more activity before the grand jury. The judge has put a halt to that, at least for now. But the judge says that won't apply to the national security review that's being done by the intelligence community, which is looking at whether anyone else gained access to these sensitive papers.
Any idea how quickly the special master might get to work?
A few things need to happen next. First, the judge says both sides need to get together and come up with a list of people who have the credentials to serve as a special master, get that to her by Friday. It's not clear how long any independent arbiter would take to go over all these papers, but the judge said when the DOJ looked at them, it took about 3 weeks. The investigation still seems to be in early stages. There's no sense that former President Trump or anyone else will be charged with wrongdoing anytime soon, if at all. But some of the statements prosecutors made in court filings suggest other people close to Trump will be interviewed eventually, and so will the Trump lawyers who told the Justice Department they conducted a diligent search for classified material in June before the FBI found even more secrets at Mar-a-Lago.
That's NPR's Carrie Johnson. Thanks for your reporting.
My pleasure.